Bum, bum, bum. Test 1, 2, 3. Dr. Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. Ho, ho, ho. Santa Claus is coming. Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. Ho, ho, ho. Santa Claus is coming. I'll tell you what, I like Santa Claus, even at my age. Santa's the man. He's going to bring me some cool stuff. I like stuff. Anyway, we had a great show last night. Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science Energy Show, Saturday night, December 1-5. That was, well, you know what? A few weeks it'll be, hello, it's March 15th. We're doing a show. It's going to be that quick. It's just the way it moves. And just came back from San Francisco. Had a good time up there. Did a seminar for the SoundHealingCenter.com, Dave Gibson and crew. And had a great and came back, did a show with Steve Barish last night. That was fun. Welcome, www.tantalk1340am fans, to everybody. So we've been doing a lot of quantum stuff, and it's kind of neat. The world's starting to understand a little bit about it now, and we've been doing it for a number of years, but we would explain the scalar side of it, which was, the tensor formulas. We leave all that out, but we try to keep it simple with our projectors, but now that, receptors, but now the projector's here, it's a little different animal. Anyway, this is going to be a thing that I did a while back out in the San Fernando Valley, and I'm not going to say much about it because it was a little seminar, and it's got a little historical peak to it, so I think you'll enjoy it. So we're going to roll the tape here, and I'm going to listen for Dr. Fred Bell, and you know how that guy is. Well, I don't know about him, but he's coming up here in a minute.
To start to go into an area that
there we go.
When I really get down
just starting out on this little deal here.
Then what will happen is you'll need the tape series or one of my books or whatever to understand it better, what we're talking about. But what we do is we allow people...
We don't know what we do, but we think we know.
...over to the next dimension. And so as a result of that, it's not like... We're not caring about health because everything we do has to do with health. But what we try to do is to develop the entire body system so that they don't function in the normal way. We lost our longevity a long time ago, back in the early wars on Atlantean times, about 12,000 years ago. During that time, the Greys had made a deal with the priests of Atlantis in those times, much like the Greys have made a deal with the government, the secret government, in these times. The result was that the DNA wars began, and the DNA wars shortened the lifespan of humanity to what it is today, which is a pitiful 100 years at best and for most people. So you end up with 10 experiences of 10 years each, which, if you start understanding the beauty of the human mind and the brilliance of intellect and the greatness of the vast scope of what our intuitions can lead us to, you realize it's a stupid lifespan, and the human race has really screwed itself, basically. So in order to do something about it, there's been good and bad extraterrestrials working with this humanity for literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands and millions of years. If you read some of Brad Steiger's books, he shows of geodes that are over a million years old that one book called Mysteries of Time and Space would be a good example, where they break open geodes and they found electrical motors and spark plugs and things in them. So that gives you an idea these were fossilized over a million years ago. So our humanity is very new, not very new at all. Our attention span is growing very short, so our memory as a result of that is not very good, for some anyway. The Atlanteans, when they destroyed themselves with the scalar position antimatter generators, and they depositioned the land masses and they toppled them down into the bottom of the sea where most of Atlantis is today. The programs that we have gotten into, being my background being a science since I was a small kid, and then working with extraterrestrials for the last 20 some odd years, the programs now are designed to increase the lifespan somewhat, but primarily to change the genetics around so that your children will have a decent set of genes to start with. Because if you look at the most the genetics that we have today, what are we passing on? This kid has got cancer because his grandfather had it. These people have it, diabetes, because the father had it. What are we're handing on very bad things. Nobody is really making a strong stand in reversing all these genetic karmic problems. So what the good extraterrestrials are teaching us how to do is to change our genetics around. This means your personal lifestyle changes, your eating habits change, your meditating habits change, the house that you live in, the inside of it changes, everything you do changes. And when you subject yourself to this change, at best you might get a 10 or 15%, we project, more lifespan, but you'd probably be less disease prone or whatever. Maybe you'll get 20% longer lifespans. But if you understand that what you're handing on genetically to the next generation will help that generation. And so when you come back around into the family unit again, what happens is now you might live another 40 or 50 or 60 years, and this will continue on through this next rotation around the Pleiades, the precession of the equinoxes. And this will take place over and over again until the human race finally has its longevity back, at least for the 800 or 900 thousand years, where man can then make, you know, put his own spiritual destiny together pretty much in one or two lifetimes. The doctrine of re-entering the family unit is pretty much one of the oldest ones there is. It was brought here thousands and thousands of years ago, eons ago, by the Pleiadians and given to the Rishis. They were actually called the Rishis, and it was first handed down in Tibet. And if you study, how many of you know about the Dalai Lama? How many of you in here know what the Dalai Lama does? You know that he predicts his incarnation and then is reborn in an area. And the monks come out 5 or 6 years after he's passed on and recover the young boy and bring him back to the lamasery. And he, of course, has a memory of his past life, so he recognizes artifacts that are waiting for him to be used again in the lamasery. And that's been tradition in Tibet through Brahmins for literally eons. Even the language is very close to the Pleiadian. The old Sanskrit language is very close. So as we go around these different cycles, we begin to educate ourselves and become more aware of what our consciousness is doing. Now, the body has different cycles that it responds to. I have a slide down here that I think can demonstrate cycles pretty good, if I can find it. I'm going to have to skip around a little bit, but it shouldn't be too hard to find. This is a good one. Here we have the Earth and the moon rotating around the Earth at 2,300 miles an hour, creating a three different circadian rhythm cycles. We have a 28-day cycle, a 33-day cycle, and a 30-day cycle that all interact. During that time, the hormone structures of man has changed. During the full moon, the serotonin levels are much higher than they normally are. And undeveloped spiritual man has a tendency to become very barbaric, so the crime rate goes up. We have what's called a lunatic period. For New Age workers, it's best during that time to not do anything as far as trying to change the course of events. When the new moon period comes, which is approximately 2.5 weeks out of the month, then it's time to do everything you can, because you'll find things falling in place pretty much naturally anyway. There'll be days in the new moon period where it acts a little strange around you because the moon goes what's called void of course. When it's void of course, it's when you feel sort of disconnected from reality and you don't get your internal channeling or your internal motivation that you normally might get, but you don't get too many of those days during the new moon. A lot of our systems are geared to work within the new moon and full moon cycles. Then we have the Earth and the moon going around the sun. That takes place every 365 1/4 days. During that time, we end up with the reproduction cycle of the planet in the four seasons. So this is another, it's a greater hormonal change in the body. Whereas the new moon and full moon more or less affects the head centers, the serotonin distribution in the brain, the cycle of the Earth and the moon around the sun has more to do with our reproduction and our meditation. And there's a thing called the Christ energy that moves around during that time within the center of the Earth. Then we have a greater period of time where the Earth, Sun, and Moon rotate around the Pleiades. And this takes place every 25,827.5 years. This is the precession of the equinox. And during this time, we have 2,600-year periods where different cycles, different ages pass by. We're coming out of the Piscean Age. With each change in the age, we have a different integrity of the soul that's being born into that age. The integrity of the soul that was born into the Piscean Age was a level of soul that had a basic philosophical view, and they were known as believers. In order to support their philosophical views, they had to create religion. And so for the last 2,000 years, religion was created. The next level of souls that's here now are the Aquarians. The Aquarians are not believers. The Aquarians are knowers. They come here, and they don't have to look at the Global 2000 report to see that the Earth is in deep destruction and headed for a very sad end. They already know that. So they roll their shirt sleeves up and do something about it. And as we go through each one of these ages, a higher level of soul and higher vibratory level comes into being. That's why it's so important to be down here on the ground getting the genetics ready to receive the integrity of these higher frequency souls, because the higher frequency souls will make a difference. This is the basic aging cycle. If you were to realize some basic things that have been etched in stone, you realize that the body is made up of oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon. Carbon is a pyramid shape. Within the carbon atom itself are seven levels of energy. It has the ability to bring those seven levels of energy into our lives. Along with it, it also has the intelligence to tell oxygen, hydrogen, and nitrogen where to align themselves into the human aura field. When this takes place, we begin to realize that the carbon atom becomes potentized or charged into a higher frequency over the course of this duration around the Pleiades. The problem that we're having right now is that the grays and all of the depopulation policies that are being enacted worldwide globally are designed to destroy the integrity of the carbon atom incline into a higher vibratory level, i.e. the damage of ELF, the damage of all the kinds of conditioned foods, the damage of hybridized foods like corn that is grown, you know, designed by 3M and Monsanto, and if you don't put the right chemical fertilizer on it, your ear of corn isn't going to grow. It won't grow in manure anymore. It goes on and on and on. I'm not going to bore you with that today. There's plenty of other talks or discussions around that now. And if you don't believe that's happening, you shouldn't even be here in the first place for where we are in this point in time. So because of that, the extraterrestrial, starting with the Pleiadians, came to me 19 years ago or 20 years ago, actually 21 years ago now, and began to educate me from my background in science on how to change things in the genetics of the human body. Later on, once we got to a certain stage, the Pleiadians backed off, withdrew, or whatever, and a group called the Andromedans came, and they're now educating me to the next step. To me, the Andromedans are simplifying the technology, but at the same time, they're bringing in a science called holographic science now, which is even more awesome than the Pleiadian science. The holographic science, most people aren't ready for it, because when you're conditioned to it, it's very unpleasant. The detoxifying that goes on, it's more painful when you first get into it than your wildest heart attack. You can start with that, because your whole body is numbed and paralyzed at first, until it's conditioned to handle the tremendous power of their rays, of their communication. So it took me 19 years of understanding the Pleiadians, which I never really came to a great understanding, because about the time you think you understand something, they take you to the next level. And so DNA is where we work. Now, first of all, I'll give you a basic understanding how the body works. The body is 95%, or actually 5% mineral, which controls 95% of all metabolic functions. Mineral conditioning is one of the first things that we do. We're looking at three levels on the body. But we don't just look at biochemistry. That's not enough. Biochemistry is what the world is entombed in right now. You know, nutrition is important. We formulate special vitamins for all of this. You know, medicines with drugs in them are important for people that are in real dire straits. But it's only the bottom of the ladder. Further up, from biochemistry, we have to go up to the electrical body. The electricity makes the biochemistry work. And then we have to talk to the brains of the electrical body, which is called the science of electrical precursation. So everything has to be arranged and aligned so that the body can function properly. And the aura field is where you start. Now, the minerals that produce the aura field in the body vibrate at three different rates. The low-frequency rate, which is iron, zinc, manganese, work through the autonomic nervous network, producing electricity in the brain, along with certain electrolytes, which come from herbs like fotai, ginseng, and gotu-kola. And we use an awful lot of these three herbs in all of our formulas. At this point in time, we're actually formulating elixirs rather than just straight formulas. This frequency of electricity is passed from the brain down through the spinal cord and distributed all through the endocrine system. And it works at a low frequency, and the frequency that it works on fires off the synapses that put it in a channel called the autonomic nervous reef, because you have three sets of nerves in the body, three major sets. If you were to look at the structure of what this material is made of, for example, the wires in the body that produce the antennas that generate the frequencies that form the aura, you'll find that they're made up of potassium, sodium, and phosphorus. And every little length through the body, all these nerves, have little junctions called nodes of Renier. And these little junctions have to speed up the electrical flow to send it on to get it through the resistance of the nerve itself to get to the next junction. So we formulate special nutrition, special formulas that have high levels of sodium, potassium, and phosphorus that are time-released synergistically into the body in such a way that this becomes synchronous to the body. When you put bad toxic foods in your body, for example, nitrates and phosphates and preservatives, these all jam up the central nervous frequency, deplete all of the B6 out of the body, and your body's on its way to things like Parkinson's disease and nervous disorders. Okay, so we put mass quantities. I take 2 grams of niacin religiously every day on top of my own formulations just for the cleansing effect that B3 has, because B3 as an enzyme is one of the most important enzymes in the body to build a super hormone structure, which is necessary to go beyond the existence mode. The next frequency of minerals are the reflective minerals, which encompass chromium. And chromium is a reflector that allows the DNA to reverse spin on anything that you put in your body. When you put things in your body wants to see a right spin going in. That's why you see L-tryptophan, left spin rather, going in. But the body can't assimilate L-lysine, L-tryptophan. It has to put a mirror up in front of it, and then disassociate the image in the mirror with the item that's come in, and then reassociate them, and actually reverses it. This is where the spiritual energies from the precursing plane reverse fields and pick up and intelligently pick up things on the biochemical. And this is where you begin to latch up your protein in the first place, which goes on to create the hormones in the body. Well, those are some of the basic stuff. I mean, we in our formula, if you go down there and look at our bottle, there's about 20 that we use, all different minerals, and they're all chelated, meaning that they're in a protein base so that they go into the body instantly. Putting the minerals in the body doesn't always mean they're going to get there. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, then we go into the high-frequency minerals. We get into the high-frequency minerals. These are the ones that are most important today, and not available anywhere in food sources. They just aren't available. They were the first ones to be raked off the surface of the earth back in the days of the Kansas wind, back in the Dust Bowl days in the 20s and 30s. So trace minerals are very necessary to fire the parasympathetic nervous network, which, when it's operating continuously, causes the formation of super hormones in the body that bring you into the altered state. The nervous network necessary for their, utilization, called the parasympathetic nervous network, starts with the round part of the ears and goes down into the top of the diaphragm and through the diaphragm and terminates at the bottom of the diaphragm where there's gray matter on it, just like there is in the brain. Most people in that nervous system, in most people, it's docile, it's not working. When you go into what's called the opening of the third eye, then the consciousness changes and your whole body starts to work on a different level and you start to utilize these things. For example, if you were to realize that the brain is generating all these electrical impulses as we're describing it now, and it's sending electricity down through the body, distributing it through the endocrine glands, which are causing chemical regeneration, which are then sending these hormones up to the brain, which then in turn turn this central nervous system onto a higher frequency, you begin to realize the feedback path that you have to work with. Once you start working with the feedback path, then what happens is the amount of pressure that is required to change, to get electricity to go through the body, begins to diminish greatly. For example, if I were speaking on this microphone and the lead wire going over to the amplifier were made out of lead, I'd have to shout into it to overcome the resistance so the amplifier could amplify it. If this wire were in this microphone were made out of pure gold, which is a superconductor, I'd have to hold the microphone about that far away to make it sound like it knew here, because it's probably got copper wire in it now. So the same thing goes through with your body. As soon as you change the resistance of the electricity going through your body, then what happens is the body starts to automatically generate its own energy. You don't have to keep going around doing the things that you do in daily life to i.e. create energy for yourself, because that's not the way it's done. When the electrical body, when the electrical frequencies of the bodies change, then what happens is there is a mass hormone change, and the cerebral spinal fluid located at the base of the spine begins to redistribute itself all the way up to the base of the brain. And this has been demonstrated by yogis raising this in the kundalini position, kundalini form. When this happens, the spinal cord begins to act like a linear accelerator, and the endocrine glands become chakras, and they don't operate any longer by the basic stimuli that endocrine glands are stimulated by, but they start working as wave generators. And when they start working as wave generators, you begin, instead of sending electrical pulses up to the brain, you begin to send pure forms of radiation, because when you accelerate electrical impulses into the higher frequency, it becomes a pure form of radiation. Sai Baba would be one that would example that would demonstrate that form. When you have pure forms of radiation going up and hitting the base of the brain no longer generates thoughts and weak electrical signals like the typical human aura does any longer, but it sends out huge waves of energy. And as it gets bigger and bigger, this wave energy can be so powerful that it can create and destroy worlds. And this is the difference between, this is how the ETs in our form, as we know it, have evolved. And this is where my training comes from. And what we do is teach you every step of the way, and you take you as far as you can possibly go. Any questions so far on what I'm talking about now? I basically showed you the transformation now. Yeah. Oxygen is nothing more than a transport to increase cell reproduction process with lesser amounts of energy expended. Today, for example, the air is 35% more carbon dioxide, so it's a lot heavier. Instead of being close to sea level now, we're approximately 1,500 feet, so you have less oxygen to your brain. Your brain, then, is putting out a weaker set of signals in the first place down in the central nervous system. So oxygen will help the biochemistry of the brain build up its electrical field to a higher potential. That's why that still it falls down in the level of biochemistry. No, I never worked with that. There's been different forms of oxygen that I've seen out there, but I've never seen anything that really did anything for me. I mean, it speeds up certain levels, increases energy potentials, but it's way too slow in the overall scheme of things to what we're trying to achieve in a short period of time. Any other questions? Okay, I'll go on now. Everybody kind of see what's happening here? Okay. About what? Manganese? Yeah, and magnesium. Yeah, they all form in the base. They're in the base mineral category. They, manganese and magnesium both. Magnesium works with phosphorus to make phosphorus, just like selenium works with vitamin E to amplify its effect. In the case of phosphorus, it's producing electricity. It's also producing radiation. Phosphorus is a source of radiation. Well, there's a lot of things that cause kidney problems. Basically, that means that they're containing a lot of anger. They're probably the fluid system is probably too low in the body, the circulation of fluids, fresh water, and things like that through the body. There's a million things that cause, you know, basic disease. The cancer cells are long gone to get to this stage. Any disease there is long gone when you get to this stage. Blows it right away, yeah. Well, that's a fine question. I'll show you. The aura field, first of all, you got to understand that we have seven levels of consciousness. Let me show you what those are. So I might have went too far with these slides. No. Okay, here's the seven levels of consciousness, okay? The physical plane, the astral plane, mental, buddhic, ethnic, modanic, and logoic plane. Now, how many of you know how to connect those levels of consciousness to your daily life? Right. So, what we have, what I could do real quick, now that we're right here, is just show you a real brief meditation that shows you how to connect yourself and the levels of consciousness in your body to what is going on in the universe. Okay? This is one of my favorite little meditations I like to do. It's real brief. Now, first of all, before we start it, you got to realize that when I continue that chain, I'm going to show you how you have minerals, and you have vitamins, and you have enzymes, protein, and finally hormones. The hormones are the first unit of biochemistry to possess consciousness. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go and look at the intelligence, you know, in the meditation. We're going to go and look at the intelligence of what is it, where is it, that tells our body to behave the way it does. Can you go ahead and turn the lights out now if you want? No, we're going to meditate now, so I want the lights off. I want it totally dark in here now at this point. Yeah. As dark as it gets anyway. Okay. Now, everybody ready? I'm going to take a deep breath. Relax. Close your eyes. Now, with your eyes closed, I want you to just imagine it's very black. And this blackness is called the influte. And the blackness is where we are before we have existence, not just before we were born, but where the universe was before it existed. And you got to realize that every second that we experience consciousness, there are millions of seconds of void or blackness in between. You're just not aware of it yet. When eventually you'll become aware of the void that exists in between this chain of events that we've linked together mentally under the name of the fabric of time. So you can overcome time, but it takes a while to realize that this black void always exists, always will be, and always, it's not something that doesn't exist and suddenly the universe is created. It exists all the time. The idea is to link up with this black void and realize the linkage into the conscious world, how the black void filters itself down into what we know as existence and time. When you get free of it, then you can break off, instead of the whole thing at once, you can break off different divisions of it and go from dimension to dimension. And this is how the spacecraft, for example, fly intergalactically, by backing off the physical dimension and going into the astral ones. So now in this black void where nothing exists, suddenly there's a white light, and you just perceive a great white light in this black void. Now when you're in this white light is felt within your essence, and nothing exists beyond the white light. The white light is known as the Father energy. The Father energy when it hits the human body and becomes aware of a human body, it's always coming from inside. It's not coming from the sun out here shining on us. It's coming from within. As a matter of fact, it's fueling the sun from within as it fuels us. And when this white light fuels us, it strikes our consciousness at the first point inside the brain in an area known as the pineal gland. When it puts pressure on the pineal gland, the color red begins to emanate, and serotonin is the hormone that it affects, firstly. When it affects this, it puts pressure on the brain, and it causes a psychological feeling to emanate from it, and that feeling is called desire. You want to do something, you want to not do something. You feel pressure, you feel motivation. It's called desire. And this is called the first ray aspect, and it's the father energy, a white light. The next energy that we feel is a second primary energy that we work with, and it's called the energy of the sun, S-O-N, like the sun. And that energy is the energy of my voice right now, separativeness of your thoughts and my thoughts, the separativeness that we're all seeing the white light, but we're all individuals. And that energy is connected directly into the lower part of the body, into the heart chakra, or the heart, where the heart resides. And this gives the intelligence to the heart to keep beating and pushing blood through the body. And it also manifests as a color, blue. Psychologically, when this color manifests itself through the hormones coming from the heart, just as we felt pressure from the will, we now feel love from the sun. And the energy that comes out is that which you perceive to be a feeling when you feel some form of love. So now we have two energies flowing. The next energy that you feel is the combination of the white light and the love energy, the blue light, and that goes immediately into the thyroid gland. And this energy is called the Holy Ghost, and it's green in color. And it activates our body in the form of intellect. It gives you the ability to think, and thinking sometimes can be a problem or sometimes it's going to be pure. So these are the three primary energies that the body works with, and these are the source of the energies. The next energy is the color yellow, and yellow comes from the primary three and is located in the stomach, in the solar plexus area, liver, kidney, adrenals, all of this area. This energy is harmony through conflict, and it manifests itself psychologically as a pressure to force yourself into some form of conflict to resolve the wisdom that would come from that exposition. And to harmonize with that conflicting energy. If you short circuit any one of these energies, you'll have major problems in the body, as you can see. The fifth energy is orange, and it's called a ray of concrete science and knowledge. It's very Pleiadian, and it works through a number of centers in the body where intellect is transmuted into physical scientific reality through the aspect of love for a good or higher purpose. The sixth energy field is royal blue, and it's the ray, an energy of devoting. It's an energy that psychologically manifests itself through the lower chakras of the body, giving you the respect and purpose of all of the use of the higher energy field. And the seventh energy field in the body is at the base of the spine, where the cerebral spinal fluid is stored, and it's the ray of magic and order. And what it does is it allows everything through the entire body system, through the entire universe, to find a perfect order when the time is right. Okay, now you can kind of relax and take another breath and open your eyes up again. And you'll find that colors get brighter and sound gets better. And when you use this kind of meditation, now what happens is when you start talking about the things I'm talking about, you begin to relate to them on a little bit better level. They no longer feel, you notice the difference? Now it's not like a bookshelf with a bunch of words on it. And that's the other part about this kind of science. It's not from the intellect, it's from the inside. Because each one of these levels is the way you put it together yourself, and that is your existence. And this is the realm of that existence. Yeah.
The seventh one, the magic and order. What color is that?
Violet. Ceremonial. There are masters that work on these. During the time that we're in the 12th, if you look at this cycle around the Pleiades, there's 12,000 years of light, there's 12,000 years of darkness. During the time that we're in the dark cycle and consciousness is declining, there are different masters that come forth, and keep the consciousness through different orders, secret orders, alive during the time. For example, the White Brotherhood. And they are linked with the extraterrestrials because that's their source of knowledge. And these brotherhoods on these planets, like Earth, someone, Ceres, have different lodges, and they're all connected. And so they keep it alive during the slow times. Now, we're still getting into the Earth now, but you have a better understanding for it. And she was asking about what's happening in the ground. Well, very simple. If we have an aura frequency like I've described here, or we have, we don't typically have the one described here. We typically have one like you find when you go outside the building here, or when you go down the street. You have an aura frequency determined by the frequency of mind, you know, the foods that they eat, the kinds of air that's being breathed, and all the stress and the sirens going by and all that. And the summation of that consciousness then ends up giving you the summation of a consciousness of what would be considered the Valley consciousness, or Southern California, or Los Angeles consciousness. If you were to take the environment of New York City and compare it to here, it's entirely different. The individual there is entirely different. And you could just about pick any city in the United States, and you're going to find a difference, a major difference, because of where it is. And you'll even see the difference in the way that the magnetic frequencies of the Earth feed into the brains, creating different kinds of accents, like I'm from down south, or I'm from out here, you know, where, depending on how you talk, or you can go to Europe and get even more differentiations of accents. So what you end up with is all of these cities in the United States having one summating aura with an archangel over that frequency, so you have the spirit of the U.S. or the spirit of the United States, so we end up with a spiritual energy. If you take all of the cities in different areas and countries in Europe, you'll have the spirit of what's going on in Europe. And pretty soon you end up with the entire spirit of all of the cities, all of the nations, and you end up with the Earth auric frequency, the Earth auric field. The Earth auric field is divided by certain land masses and certain water masses in half exactly. And this takes place in Egypt along the Nile River. And it's real interesting, too, because the Nile River, being a female energy, runs backwards from what rivers normally do from the equator. Normally, a river would run, the North Hemisphere would run from the North Pole to the equator, but not the Nile River. It runs from the equator north. And, of course, located in the exact center of the Earth is the Great Pyramid. Once again, that signifies the carbon atom in the body. And if you were to take all of the valleys and the Mariana Trenches and all of the mountains to the top of Mount Everest and average it out, you'd end up with a landmass of 455 feet above the Earth, the average, you know, above dirt, above below ground, at sea level. And the Great Pyramid is 454 and a half feet tall. If you were to take the perfect temperature for the human body on the outside, 68 degrees. 68 degrees is the exact temperature of the larger chamber, in the king's chamber in the pyramid. And you could go on all day quoting the pyramid and different changes. Unfortunately, however, the summation of all of these different aura fields is created an aura field that is tuned to what we call the growth-resistant generation, meaning the Earth is not New Age at all. The Earth is still hung up in orthodoxy, and it's polarized the wrong way. Because it's polarized the wrong way, what happens is when you look at the solar system as a greater entity, and the solar system as a greater logos, and the solar system as a greater aura field made up by different planets, you have a solar system with a sixth chakra, which is the Earth. So as a result of that, the other planets are fighting the Earth for electrical dominance in the overall scheme of the things in the solar system. This, of course, puts a tremendous pressure on the sun. And when you put a tremendous pressure on the sun like we do, which is our central, our closest star, the sun gets upset with this energy. And so there become certain times when the astrological conditions are just right and the climate of human thought is just wrong, that you get tremendous pressure down on the sun. The sun internally breaks down and throws up huge solar flares. When these solar flares are throwing up, that's when we go into the balancing on the Earth and upheaval and all the earthquakes. When man learns to control his emotions better and switches the polarity of the attitude of the Earth by humanity changing, then we no longer have earthquakes. But we haven't realized that yet here, how much control we really have of our environment. So as a result of that, things aren't working too good. Now, The next thing that you need to know is that when you have one person here, you have another person over here, each person has an aura field like this going around their body, as we've discussed how it's formated, even down to the simplicity of electricity moving through a wire creating a magnetic field. We also talked about the different planes. We said we have a physical plane, we have the astral plane, the mental plane. The astral plane is formed by the reaction between two personality systems or two aura fields. So the interaction between two beings creates the astral plane. So the astral plane is created from the action on the physical plane. And this, of course, was what the first thing that the believers knew when they first came here, because if they could control the astral plane and they could prove that control, they could call that religion, and through that religion, they could manipulate souls in and out of incarnation, and that's what the Catholics were great at. And it became one of the strong Renaissance churches because they taught the science of astral control. And so therefore, you could go up to a certain level of purgatory, and then you could go a little beyond that, and they could do a little praying, and back you'd come again. And when you switch over to the other side, you're having the experience of their archangels as they portrayed it. And so you go through this whole experience over and over and over again. And as a result, you get stuck in here after a while, or frozen. And when this happens, then you can't get beyond what's called the ring past knot of the earth, and you can no longer be space-born. So you're born over and over and over again. Now the Greys came in and entertained some of these higher orders of religion by saying that they would gladly allow us to slow our spiritual evolution down by destroying the earth. And by destroying the earth, that would mean that we would have to wait, these humans that were caught in this, which is most humans, they would have to stay there and be frozen in this mode until another earth type planet comes along into this area of the solar system where they're frozen. And I asked Samyasi about that one time, and she said if that had happened, what would happen is that we would probably live on Jupiter one day, as Jupiter several million years from now would solidify, and in its solidification be able to handle bulks of humanity. What was real interesting is that when I was talking to Bill Cooper a while back, who's written a lot of books on the secret government, he was telling me that one of the Galileo craft that's on its way to Jupiter right now is carrying a nuclear warhead, because we have a satellite on the way to Jupiter now. And what the plan was to either destroy Jupiter or to create a very bright nova explosion on the surface of it so that they could tell people that this was the second coming. If they destroyed Jupiter, then they would have trapped man on Earth, and they would really pay attention at the trilateral higher level of families that control this planet. They would really get a greater control on them, because then they would realize they couldn't lose the Earth, or they'd really have a real problem.
Now, as a result of that, Bill Cooper was terminated. He was killed. He was murdered at a later date after this was made. And as far as the nuclear warhead going to Jupiter, no one really knows what happened, whether it was exploded there or not. It became highly classified. Just a little update on this part.
Working as closely to the book of Revelation as they can possibly get to make people think that, in fact, there is this great rapture happening under the guise of Revelation. So there's a whole game going on. It's really interesting. And that, of course, was predicted by the prophets, that this would happen. But when you get down and realize how the mechanics of it is carefully being engineered and staged step by step by step. And that's the neat thing about the positive extraterrestrials, because they're educating us into the game to give us the freedom. Because God isn't going to send Jesus down here on a cloud and save the world, and a bunch of UFOs are going to come and suck people up, and away they go. It's not going to happen that way. We're going to change it down here. There's no place to go. This particular area happens to be the heart chakra of a greater being where we are on Earth. That's why all these ETs are here. If this Earth and this area of the solar system and the galaxy and the universe wasn't special, do you think we'd be visiting by over 1,000 races? No, we wouldn't. They wouldn't even give us the time of day. Because this is an area that has some very powerful inroads to the higher realms. And there are some very powerful guardians. And they will guard us, but not in a way of euphoria. They will stick your face in the fire and let it burn as long as it takes for the skin to slowly ebb itself away, and you begin to realize you're permanently going to lose your complexion until you finally wake up and do something. And when you finally make that realization, they'll come with you with a force beyond any biblical God that you might read about. And I believe in God, and I believe in Christ, but I'm just saying that religion is really dogmatic now. It doesn't work. It only causes problems. So this is the kinds of things psychologically that become necessary to understand when you start dealing with the kinds of things that we deal with now, because you're affected. The grays are from Zeta Reticuli, and there's pictures of them all over this convention. They came here. The first noted case that we knew in our historical movement was the Barney Hill incident. Later, you know, when they abducted Barney and Betty Hill. Then later on, of course, they got Streber. They implanted him. He became a pawn of their games. Turn this thing off for now. So anyway, now the body, being 5% mineral, we've talked about that a little bit. We have to have next enzymes. Enzymes are potential hydrogen. You know what I'm going to need is, when you guys can get it for me, is a glass of water pretty soon. I can't stand talking much longer. I'm not going to have a voice. When the enzyme with the pH factor bring the energy down through the hydrogen atom into the body, and in the morning when the sun is coming up, the energy coming from the astral plane and different planes is red coming onto the proton and violet coming onto the electron. And through the course of the day, the polarity of the hydrogen atom changes. And when the polarity of the hydrogen atom changes, what happens is your thoughts change. So your evening thoughts are a lot different than your... Great. Is this, should I just drink out of this? Okay. So anyhow, during the course of the day, this changes. And when this changes, your thoughts change. So by the evening time comes, your thoughts are different. And then all through the night, when we work with these kinds of systems, we begin to change the frequency of the hydrogen atom and make it start to be affected from inside your body rather than the outside. As long as it's being affected from the outside, then you're going to be subject to jet lag when you move continental changes or any kind of else changes, which causes a lot of debilitating of the human senses. We come from the enzyme to the vitamins. And the vitamins, we have special formulas that we've created that I brought, and you can read about them or get my tapes. I'm not going to get into them, but we use things like octocosanol, which we use 2.5 milligrams, which triggers primrose oil, which triggers selenium, which triggers vitamin E, so you get a supercharged oxygen experience in your body. We use the entire nitrolicide family. It's B12 through B17. B15 is normally not in the system, so as a result, you have heart attacks all over the place. Oh, great, I got a fresh one now. Give her this one back.
Anyway, that was the show for tonight, and it's a good little seminar. I did this at a UFO convention. I'm remembering where it was, and we'll continue on with this exact same thing next Saturday night. Any questions about this, you can always email me, fredbell@paradigm.com, and go check out YouTube. We're all over that now. We're putting up a lot of seminar stuff there. The Art Bell, George Morey, Ian Ponnett shows are going up, and a lot of other stuff. A lot of BBS radio shows are coming up on YouTube, too. So, and then we're going to be doing live video here soon. So we're getting, we're making progress. It's a lot of fun. And until next week, we'll talk to you next Friday night, live show. Be there or be here. Bye.